But as we walk deeper into the forest, we're going to start to explore another method. And that is what I'm going to be talking about for the next half an hour or so. The light just like dimmed as I said that. Here we go. Okay, so rather than identifying with our shadows, and rather than transforming our shadows into something more helpful or skillful, we can engage with our shadows on their own terms, meeting their energy. Eugene Gendlin said, "What is split off, not felt, remains the same. When it is felt, it changes. Let it inwardly be and breathe. That's the only way it can evolve and change into the form it needs." When I was on a retreat, a woman who's leading the retreat told a story about going to visit Bhante Sangharakshita, who's the founder of the Tri Ratna Buddhist community. And she asked him, "How can I transform destructive or distracting energies into virya, into energy for pursuit of the good?" And he said, "You bring awareness to it." And she said, "Yeah, I know." "And then what?" And he said, "You bring awareness to it." Another way to think of this is that instead of fighting or blocking what we perceived as negative or trying to make it into something that we'd like a bit more, which sets up a resistance to this oncoming energy, we can think of using a principle like in martial arts, like in Kung Fu or Aikido, where we utilize an opponent's efforts to our advantage. Aikido translates as the way of unifying with life energy. I'll say more on this later.